Two people, three questions, one possible outcome.
It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Hang Up or Hang Out on Star 102.5.
Two of our listeners on the line with us, and we'll see if we can get through three questions with them. And if so, we're sending them out on a date. Let's first meet Jack. Hey, Jack, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Good. Nothing to complain.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, my name's Jack, as you know, and I live in Des Moines. Mm-hmm. I'm 28 years old, and I work at Principal Downtown.
And we're asking this week, what's the best concert you've ever been to?
Geez, you know, I do go to a lot of concerts, so this is kind of... I'd have to go to one of my first concerts. It was the Rolling Stones. That would probably be the best show I've ever seen.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah, that's,
mm-hmm.
I did. I went
it
to
was
their,
one of my favorites too.
I went to their Bridges of Babylon concert.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, I feel like this is a good one for anybody in all ages. Like anybody would agree with like Rolling Stones is kind of like a bucket list concert. I feel it's pretty cool.
1989 up at Jack Trice. That was a great show.
I bet. Was the Stones?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. The Steel Wheels tour.
Look at all of us getting it in before Mick Jagger had heart surgery.
I figured it would be a crowd pleaser.
It is.
Cool.
Good job, Jack. Okay, let's meet Dana now. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Tell us about you, Dana.
Yes, I'm 29. I also live in Des Moines. I'm a property manager, and I also work part-time as a waitress, so I'm getting that hustle.
That's right. Yeah. You're out working. All right. Good for you. Mm-hmm. How about you? Best concert you've ever been to?
You know, it's definitely when Elton John and Billy Joel toured together. I really need that. That tour to happen again.
Okay. All right.
Incredible.
Yeah, that came here too.
Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm.
They put on a great. I did not see that one, but I heard great things about it. So, okay.
Amazing.
Let's get to our questions. Well, this is how this works. We'll ask up to three questions, get both of your answers after each one, and then you'll have an option to hang up. We'll count and give you a chance to hang up if you'd like. And if not, we'll move on to the next question. If both of you are still on the line after we get through all three, we are paying for you to go out on a date and get to know each other a little bit better. All right, first question's going to you, Jack. It's coming from Colleen.
All right, Jack, how would your friends describe your driving style?
Well, they make fun of me most of the time. I'm probably one of the most tentative, tame drivers you'll ever meet. So I let everybody in when I'm merging on the highway, and you know, I kind of stay, if not on the speed limit, a little under. So my friends give me a hard time because I'll never even push a yellow light. I don't know. I think it's silly to spend money on tickets or any sort of traffic, you know, thing. So why risk it? That's kind of where I lay. So.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough. Mm-hmm.
Yep. How about you, Dana?
A little bit different there. My friends, they don't ever drive with me. I mean, I'm a good driver. I really am. But I bend the rules for sure. You know, just your usual speeding, following too close. I know that I'm doing it, but like I said, I know I'm doing it. I just don't think anyone else on the road does. But like, I've had about like six tickets, three accidents, and my friends basically for going somewhere they volunteered to drive.
Okay. But you're a good driver.
Yeah, good driver.
But you're a good driver.
I think I heard.
I don't know who should drive on this date if it happens, because I think Dana would go crazy if Jack drove.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, but we get home safe at least.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's true. That's true. And I think Jack would be terrified if Dana drove.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe you guys just share an Uber.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. Probably best.
Okay. All right. Here's your first chance. We're going to count to three. And you can hang up if you'd like. Of course, as we always say, no pressure here. But if you're both still on the line, we'll move on to question two. One, two, three. All right, driving styles didn't kill it.
Still here.
They're still on.
As you're sitting through the school drop-off line,
we'll have more Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Well, we can get through two more questions. We're going to pay for them to go out on a date, and we're going to talk about people they don't want to date. On the way, that's question two, coming up in 8 minutes.
Taking the stress out of the morning routine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.